Hello, and welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We are diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less, because who doesn't want that, right? Now, I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life, so buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights, and let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Backrack. Today, we're talking about to procrastinate or not to procrastinate, the entrepreneur's dilemma. There comes a time when you don't feel like working anymore. You know what I mean. It happens to everybody, and you are certainly not an exception. Rather, it would be surprising if you haven't felt that way about a task or a project till now. As an entrepreneur, you would have worked hard to get your business to the level where it is, successful and stable. Yet procrastination can tempt you at any time. Particularly if it's a task you don't like doing, there's a bigger chance that you would be enticed towards that little nasty procrastination. The general perception among business people is that procrastination is bad. They expect their employees to be productive throughout, not wasting even a single minute while they're at work. However, there's a limit to how much work a person can do at once without getting bored or tired. So if they have reached the tipping point, continuing to work beyond that time would actually lead to a drop in quality of performance and prove to be very counterproductive. So is procrastination always bad? Well, the million-dollar question is whether procrastination is always bad or not. So it's accepted that when you're doing something unproductive, you are forgoing doing something which could actually contribute to the success of your business. You would have a hard time finding someone who doesn't enjoy some procrastination now and then. So after all, there are several benefits of doing so, like doing enjoyable tasks instead of doing work you really don't like doing. How about getting rid of problems without finding a solution? How about avoiding the anxiety and stress that comes with some tasks? How about another person might actually do the task on your behalf? Isn't that always great? How about you don't have to do anything you don't want to do? Wouldn't that be nice? So for you, however, procrastinating is not a very good idea if you really want to get to where you ultimately want to be and as quickly as possible. So let's say you have an important decision to make regarding the expansion of your business premises. Procrastination can strike at any time, so you aren't immune to it. You could feel a strong urge to put your feet up on the table instead of exhausting your mental energy on the various decisions that come with that expansion. So then why does everyone feel the urge to procrastinate? Why do they feel bad when they actually do procrastinate? What benefits of procrastination, notwithstanding, if you are putting off important work in the process, is a bad decision? Very rarely would you find that procrastination is a good idea when it comes to taking your business to the next level of success. So the bottom line here is that you have to decide when to procrastinate. If you get the timing right, you would ensure that your time at work remains productive and you would make decisions which would help grow your business. Now, on the other hand, if you have something urgent or extremely important to do, put off procrastination for a change. Even if you've convinced yourself that your time is better spent working, there is a chance that you'll fall into the procrastination dilemma. You badly need to take a break, but an important task is lying in front of you. In such a situation, you need to make a decision quickly to avoid wasting time. Ironically, procrastination can be called a fancy term for, yep, wasting time. Yet you can waste much more time debating whether you should procrastinate or not. So how do you avoid falling into this trap? Well, let's talk about five practical tips that'll help you pass up procrastination, or at least procrastinate on less important activities. So the first one is, do the hardest work first. This is perhaps the best tip you can have for avoiding procrastination. The urge to procrastination is at its peak when you are faced with something difficult and time-consuming. To counter the threat, start off with the hardest work first thing in the morning. Get that out of the way when your mind and body are fresh and well rested. Complete those highest payoff activities first so you feel good throughout the day and can knock off even more than you thought possible. Woo! Wouldn't that be great? Chances are you would have completed the tasks before you feel the need to procrastinate, which you can do later. Number 2, complete the easier tasks during non-prime time. The general practice followed by entrepreneurs is contrary to the first step that I just mentioned. Most of them try to get the easier things done first. What they don't realize is that the important tasks are inherently associated to greater revenue generation. So by going for the easier tasks first, you are actually avoiding revenue generation. Instead, you need to focus on the toughest activities first. Get them out of the way and then tackle the easier tasks during non-prime time when you don't feel like you're at your peak energy. Number 3, avoid exerting yourself. Procrastination is most likely to attack you when you are tired. This is why it's recommended that you start working as soon as you get to the office, because that's when you're at your freshest. Make up a list of work that needs to be done, placing the most important high payoff and revenue generation tasks at the top of that list. That way, you can do the harder work in the morning and the easier work later on, hence no exertion, which means no urge to procrastinate. Number 4. Take regular breaks. You might be surprised at this one. There is a misconception regarding the fact that procrastination is the same as taking breaks. This is not the case at all. Taking a break means you've stopped working for a while. Procrastination, on the contrary, means that you're doing avoidance activities. It's when you don't take a periodically needed break that your mind drifts towards that procrastination. A break could be something simple like walking around the block, going up and down the stairs a few times, doing 100 sit-ups or 50 push-ups. Number 5, visualize your success. Procrastination isn't going to get you anywhere, but resisting the temptation to procrastinate can and will take you places. To put it simple, procrastination can be a roadblock to the success and growth of your business. Whether you feel the urge to do something other than work, just think about the success you can achieve when you've completed the task you have planned for yourself. Visualization is a way of tapping into the amazing power of your mind so that you can train your brain to help you create the kind of life and business you really want. Download my complimentary thought-provoking power of visualization guidebook by going to accountabilitycoach.com/visualization. So there are different motivators which can compel an entrepreneur to procrastinate, as we all know. While the tips that I've just talked about are effective, you have to use them in a way which suits your work habits. Otherwise, you would have a hard time avoiding procrastination. So work towards putting off any thoughts of procrastination all day and take your business to your next level. Don't let procrastination hold you back any longer. Download my complimentary guide to stopping procrastination and start creating your ideal business and your ideal life today. Simply go to accountabilitycoach.com/stop-procrastination and get started. For more help with beating that nasty procrastination so you can create your ideal business and life, reach out to me today to schedule your complimentary consultation. Want more proven business success tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog. After investing your very valuable time with me, I hope that you gained insights and ideas that will propel you to even greater heights in every facet of your life. I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment to becoming the architect of your destiny. Please share the wisdom by passing on my Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found on most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries, and of course, at accountabilitycoach.com. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for daily guidance on those proven business success principles. Aim for what you want each and every day. Until next time, make it a great day, today and every day. I appreciate you listening. Oh, and by the way, if you're getting value from any of my podcasts, I would really appreciate it if you'd leave me a short rating and review, and I always love to hear from you.